When it comes to building a business online, we are surrounded with the idea that the only way to be successful is to hustle our way to the top and bug everyone we know. It doesn't have to be that way. My name is Brooke Elder, and after 10 years of direct sales experience and training over 10,000 consultants, I have learned that being an authentic influencer is the key to success. I am on a mission to help you find your influence so that you can start blessing the lives of others. Join my team and I as we talk about new ideas, strategies, and tips on how to build a purpose-driven business that is authentic to you. Hey, authentic influencers. We are here on episode 84, and I am so excited to talk about the myths that you may be hearing in your network marketing company. Because how many of you have heard that you need to go for no, right? That's something that, like, I'm pretty sure there's even a book on it that talks about you need to be going for no. And that actually is a myth that people are telling you. Because does it feel really good to go for no? It probably doesn't. So I'm going to go through why you need to not go for no, and why people are actually telling you that that's what you should be doing. I'm so excited for this episode and can't wait to dive into all of the goodness. So why do people tell you go for no if that's really not what you're supposed to be doing? Well, it could be for a couple of reasons. Your upline could be telling you to do that because that's all that they know how to do, right? And it's a way to motivate, because it's taking something negative. You know, no one likes to be told no. So it takes something negative and it moves them to something a little bit positive, because then you're like, oh, got another no, can mark that down. It's so great. But it still doesn't feel very good inside. So that's one reason, because it's a way to use something negative as a motivator. The next reason is because they don't really know what else to be telling you to do, right? There's a book that says go for no. And then there's like, well, okay, well, what else do we teach them to do? I don't know. Tell them to go for no. So if they don't really know what to be teaching you, they don't know how to be helping you. They're just going to use the tools that they have. And maybe it's the tools that their upline has given them. So how do we go for yes instead? What are the things that we need to be doing instead of going for no? Because I mean, let's face it, there's no way to really safeguard yourself from not hearing no. You're going to hear no all the time, but there are ways that you can hear no less. And that's what we want to work on. We don't want to be getting 99 no's so we get one yes. Let's get 8 no's to get one yes. That's a lot better, right? Way better odds to be playing. So how do we do that? Well, the reason why that you're getting so many no's is because you are talking to everyone instead of being very specific on the people that you're actually talking to. So let's figure out what it is that can help you so you're talking to the right people. Now, in network marketing, we all have a product or an opportunity that solves a problem. And your company is going to tell you that the problem that you solve is for everyone. It's for everyone with a nose. It's for everyone with skin. It's for everyone. Everyone can use your product or join your opportunity. Is that true? Well, in a roundabout way, it is. Because if you are marketing to people in different parts of the world, different parts of the country, they have different problems. And yes, the product or opportunity can solve those. But that's on a company level. We want to get down to you and your business. And in your business, you cannot solve everyone's problems. It's not going to work. So what do you need to do instead? You need to focus down on the one problem that you solve. So what's the one thing? And now this is going to be really hard. For some of you, it's going to be super easy. But for some of you, it's going to be really, really hard to figure out what is that one problem that you solve. Because your company could solve 10 problems. 100 problems, 1,000 problems, depending on what kind of products that you have and the amount of products that you have, or your opportunity can solve a ton of problems as well. So I want you to first narrow down and start thinking to yourself, what is that one thing that you love to help people with more than anything else? Is it recruiting based? Is it product based? What's the one thing that if you could help people do this one thing all day long, you would absolutely love it? For me and my company, I loved to help people be able to smell something and it would bring back a memory. And to talk about those memories and to document those things, because those are things that you can't get back. Like once those people are gone, those memories are gone. And so I love to record what people's memories were and stories about their past so they could then share that for generations. Now that really has nothing to do with the product that I was selling, but it was a trigger to be able to show people what it is that I really, really loved. So once you start thinking, what is that one problem that you solve? And then once you figure that out, you talk about that all the time. You could start thinking about, okay, so if someone has this problem, what are the things that they're dealing with? What are the things that they're struggling with? What are some things maybe they don't even know? Most people didn't know that they didn't have their stories written down to be able to share with their posterity, right? And so you need to start bringing that problem to the surface. And that's the thing that you talk about. And when you start doing that, and then you start positioning yourself as a solution, your product, your opportunity, that's the solution. That's when you start talking to people about what you have to offer and you get yeses because you're talking to the people with the problem that you solve. So now it's no more go for no. Now the main thing that you're focusing on is you're focusing on, am I talking to the people that have the problem that I solve? And when we start thinking that we are problem solvers, that we have a solution and all we need to do is look for the people who have that problem, now there's no more, I'm gonna message 20 random people a day. There's no more being inauthentic. There's no more reaching out to the wrong people that you're going to offend and they're gonna unfriend you and all of those things. This is the magic right here. Because when you start reaching out to the people who have that problem, they're hungry for the solution, especially right now. People are hungry for the solution that you have to offer. And when you start telling people that you have that solution, they're going to want to jump right on all over that. They're going to buy your stuff. They're going to join your team. It doesn't matter what kind of economy you are in. It doesn't matter people's financial situations. They are going to buy things that are going to get them out of the pain that they're in. Bottom line. So it comes down to how good are you at letting them know that you understand the problem they have? Because when you can talk about the problem and you can describe it better than they can, they're going to listen to you no matter what. That's the key. So your aim for today, your homework is to think about what's that one problem you solve and get very, very clear on that. Get really clear on what's the one problem you solve and how you can then help people with that. And start looking at what it is, what are they dealing with having this problem day in and day out, and really, really focusing on that. And when you can speak to those things, then you are going to have people who are going to follow you, buy your product, and join your team way easier than just messaging 100 people, and hopefully one of them will say yes. Thanks so much for listening today, and we'll see you guys all on the next episode. If you've enjoyed this episode of the Authentic Influencer Podcast, I want to invite you to check out socialtenacity.com/secret. The Authentic Influencer Secret Society is the fundamental resource for anyone at any stage of starting, growing, and leading a network marketing business. Whether you're still trying to figure out how to get your name out there to get noticed, or you already have a growing business and you're looking for ways to train your team and get more customers, the Authentic Influencer Secret Society can help you get to the next level. With our extensive course library, monthly implementation guides, exclusive member-only discounts and perks, and a supportive community to help you get all the feedback and encouragement that you need, the Authentic Influencer Secret Society is a perfect place for anyone that is looking to grow a successful network marketing business. So check out socialtenacity.com/secret.
This has been an episode of the Align Your True North podcast. Thank you so much for listening. If you are not a member of our free community, you can join us at www.opsyachtclub.com. This is a free community where we post job opportunities. Inside the community, we have trainings on how to structure your packages so you can serve your clients better, help you to know how to do discovery or strategy calls, and give you ideas of where to find your next client. We would love to have you part of our community, so you can join at www.opsyachtclub.com. Can't wait to see you there.